Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine. Our discussion this week is going to be about sticker shock. Let's first define what sticker shock is.
So it's defined as astonishment and dismay experience on being informed of a product's unexpectedly high price. And we are definitely seeing this because airfares are nearly 20% higher than last year. Hotel rates are over 50% than January 22, 2022.
Does this affect people who haven't traveled perhaps in a while, like maybe in the last 5 or 6 or even 10 years, and the last trip they took, I'll just use this for an example, they maybe went to Mexico, got a last minute deal for $1,000, and now they're expecting the same thing?
Yeah, and we do hear that a lot when they come into their travel agency. They want to go away and they want a deal. Well, the deal they're going to get now is not the deal they were going to get, as you say, pre-pandemic. There's a lot more involved with the rising prices. So people have to adjust their budget accordingly. And they're actually quite surprised when they hear the price. And then as travel advisors, you know, we have to take the time to really qualify what they're looking for so that we can deliver that to them. And it's interesting, the research for us in the travel industry is taking longer because we're dealing with a shortage of people that are manning the phones on the supplier desks, mm-hmm. or they're newly employed, so they're trained. So sometimes the travel agent, which is why you come to a travel agent, knows more than what the supplier in that case knows, mm-hmm. because they're so new and we all have to learn. But it can get frustrating for the traveler.
Yeah, and it may not even be people that have traveled for a while. It might be where their circumstances have changed. Now they've got a family. They're traveling with two more people or with children, or maybe it's the other way around. They're a solo traveler now and they have to pay a single supplement or something to that effect.
Right. And what I do caution our listeners is that when people may have the impression that if you book online, it's cheaper. But I would really caution you because you might get a great lead-in price. Oh, it's going to be this much. But as you go through the booking process, till you hit book or at the last stages, the price may potentially be higher than what you were thinking you were booking all the way around. So do keep that in mind, whereas working with a travel agent will let you know the proper price all through the process as well. And then one of the things I noticed, like one of our guests wanted to go to the States, but their kids were unvaccinated. So we had to make sure that she had the proper advice to go forward. And she was looking on Expedia and it didn't even say that. So you're online, it only gives you the information that you put in. It doesn't tell you what visa requirements are needed or checks your passport or, you know, checks your vaccination status and gives you the right information according to what your status is.
Yeah, it's all those little details that travel agents certainly can help out with. Well, okay, now that you're talking about the price of, and I'm going to use again an example of a trip to Mexico for a week in March or something like that. It's way more expensive than it ever has been. But there's also the added costs, right? The little things that you get nickeled and dimed with that you got to look out for as well.
Right. So for an example, everybody, you know, most people, when they go to a destination, they want to buy or they're going to participate in a shore excursion. So mm-hmm. I would suggest that you pre-book and prepay in Canadian dollars before your trip even starts. And then other things that you have to consider is that there may be a destination fee, as we talked about in the past podcast. There may be a tax that you have to pay locally that's based on per night. And I'm finding that with a lot of our European bookings that we're making, especially like I'm working on a lot of Italy this year and Greece, and that's what is being shown up as well. And so even for your car rentals, that is definitely something you have to consider, because many of the car rentals are not buying or bulking up their inventory as they did pre-pandemic. So you may see a cost involved with, renting a car as far as the hotels, as we talked about with the additional fees, like even parking. Like make sure you check to see if you're at a destination, rent a car, and you have to park at the hotel, is it included at that resort or hotel that you're going to? Because in some cases, when we were in Hawaii, at the Fairmont, it was like over 20 US a day. Like, and that was just, I'm just really minimizing the cost. So that's an additional cost as well. And now with airlines too, they'll charge you for baggage now. So you have, so a tip for people that want to save some money is prepay your baggage and don't do it at the airport. I always suggest to clients, yes, there's always a basic price for airfare that includes nothing, just the airfare. And so, consider going to a, I'm going to use an Air Canada or a term, use a flex fare, because that includes your seat selection and your baggage fee, which you're going to have to pay anyway. And it'll be cheaper if you just do it ahead of time and you can book your seat to have that peace of mind, because some people are really firm about where they sit on a plane.
Yeah, and it's even when you talk about the low-cost carriers too, they charge for a carry-on. I think you get one item, and then you get your second item is being charged for. So, yes, it's all those extra costs that you got to watch out for. And I guess if there's really no way to avoid it, it's just to be aware of it and budget for it,
Right,
right?
because sometimes they're what call lead-in prices, so it's just the start of what your actual travel arrangements will cost, and that's where your travel agent will help you
Yeah,
out.
starting at some ridiculously low price.
Absolutely. But that's the value of working with a travel agent, is they will look at all the components and give you a complete price, so you can then determine what your decision will be going forward.
Well, there's nothing worse than being on a holiday and then suddenly halfway through you run out of
Oh,
money.
yes.
Because you had to spend it on here, there, and everywhere that you didn't know about,
And in
right?
US dollars, right? Because our dollar is not doing good against the US currency. So you have the added factor of the exchange rate in addition to those costs that you just mentioned. I do suggest that you book early, because if you wait, the space may be gone because of increased demand, and also the prices are going to rise. Like I'm watching prices, domestically to the US, all over into Europe, because Europe is really busy this year, and it's like exploding almost like with the demand. And so people who are going in summer expect to be very have a lot of other people with you.
Always great advice. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and her website, onantaforbes.com. Fun chatting with you, Onanta. Let's do it again next week.
Absolutely. You take care.